my name is Kevin. I live near Warrnambool in country Victoria. As a young person, I did the usual lower and then high school stuff and then moved into an apprenticeship in the building industry. And then I moved into standby power systems at the Preston Technical College in Melbourne. At this time, I married into a dairying family and started working in the dairy industry. For 3 years, I was the sales manager for Alfa Laval Agri in dairying equipment supply company. Leaving Alfa, I started my own company, Westchill, importing milk tanks from New Zealand and selling these throughout Victoria. At the time, I was living on a farm in Western Victoria. In December 1999, the wheels to my dreams fell off. I was on the farm larking around a bit with my sons. We were on farm bikes. I had an accident. I was told that I was travelling quite fast. No helmet, and fell off. I was airlifted to the Alfred in a coma. For 10 days I remained in the coma, and then an induced coma for several weeks. After removal from a coma, I was then transferred to the Royal Talbot Hospital in Melbourne for rehabilitation, learning to walk, talk, and to wipe my own bum again. Then it was home with paid carers and our patients' visits to my local hospital. At this point, I couldn't do much or go anywhere by myself. After a few years, I got to the point where I was not going to get much better, so I challenged myself to find a way to move on. I have strong opinions, and I'm currently very active in the advocacy area. In 2004, I did a peer training course with the Department for Human Services in Melbourne. In the same year, I was nominated by the Department for Victorian of the Year for my advocacy work. Continuing my interest in advocacy, I was invited to be on the Disability Advisory Council for the Transport Accident Commission in Melbourne. I took the role as an advisor to the TAC Whole of Life Policy to talk and advise the people at TAC on the issues that the TAC clients have after receiving a traumatic brain injury after a car accident. I was chosen because I had similar inclusion issues as a road accident victim, but was not in a position to be a compensatable client. They believed I could provide advice without bias. While I was doing this, I started to see the need to have a better understanding of policy and outcomes of such policy. I started at Deakin University in Warrnambool as a mature age student, doing an undergraduate degree in government and public policy. The DLO at Deakin was horrified and didn't think I could cope. Deakin supplied limited note takers, hours for me, for when I visited the campus. The problems with being a student with a disability studying off campus were magnified. When I got stuck with any of the casework or wanted something clarified, the dean of the faculty was based in Melbourne and I was studying in Warrnambool. I would email my question or issue to the dean and it would take 3 to 4 weeks to get a reply. By then it was too late and I was not getting anywhere, so I withdrew from the course. This led me to question the education system and the support provided to students with a disability in the education system. Again, my advocacy was coming out. To properly advocate on this issue of students with a disability in education, I thought I needed to better understand the needs and wants of different disabilities. I enrolled in the Certificate 4 in Disability Studies at TAFE. From previous experience at Deakin, I knew I would need a note taker, and this role increased as the required reading load and written assessments increased. As part of my support, I needed my teachers and lecturers to remind me of my work priorities in assessments and reading tasks. I also learned to use adaptive technology to increase my ability to have access to the internet and school library. I used a screen reader on my notebook to achieve this function. With these aids, the course was achievable, but there were some initial problems. Part of the course required me to do a work placement, but concerns over my sight and occupation health and safety issues were a problem. I was eventually given a placement at Vision Australia. I was to work with clients that had an intellectual disability, which was very complex, but personally very empowering. As I had done 3 units in my diploma in community education and via the RMIT and Leadership Plus and my Certificate for in Disability Work, I believed that I would qualify and enable me to enter the Diploma of Welfare Studies at TAFE. So I attended the information evening, but was not accepted. So I enrolled in the Diploma of Liberal Arts to learn to structure my learning and assignment writing abilities so I can eventually get into social welfare. Before starting the liberal arts course, I talked to the DLO about needing extra time to work through the study load, and I needed to have my cognitive ability tested to be able to see if I could understand the tasks required. The Disability Liaison Unit at Warrnambool TAFE was very good, and the DLO was great. They provided me with note takers, whom also acted as my study buddy. All the day's teachings, teacher's notes, are supplied on memory stick and downloaded to my laptop. Things I would suggest to students with an acquired brain injury would be to use note takers to write down the questions put forward in class and then have them record your verbal answers so you can revisit them later. Find a study buddy to pair up with. Revisit the workload schedule often, and don't be scared to alter your priorities and ask for more time to deliver. Most of all, students, be prepared to be confused. It is part of the learning curve. Students, if the system accepted you as a student knowing that you have special needs, then it is their responsibility and duty of care to deliver a measurable outcome for themselves and you, the student. Students, before you start the journey, remind yourself often that the journey will be full of stop signs, U-turns, and dead ends. But with the help of the DLO, a safe and enjoyable journey awaits you and them. Regards, a disabled dreamer, Kevin Boyce and Guide Dog Gilby.